And now to a story about what happens when Walmart moves out. You may remember earlier this year when the world's largest retailer announced it was shutting down 269 stores worldwide, including more than 150 in the U.S., its first ever mass closing. Walmart's been an anchor in many towns, including Fairfield, Alabama, outside Birmingham, where the Walmart Supercenter's closing left people jobless and forced locals to look for goods and services elsewhere. Mackenzie Bates of Alabama Public Radio visited Fairfield and has this profile of a city struggling to create new economic opportunities in a tough financial climate.
Alan Jones's auto shop in Fairfield has a steady flow of cars coming in for repair, which means business is good.
I just like money, and that's what I learned how to do as a kid, and I didn't have to go to college to do it, and I'm good at it, and we've had a good business.
But money is hard to come by these days in Fairfield. The city lost its Walmart Supercenter in January, along with it $125,000 a month in sales tax revenue. Its big U.S. steel blast furnace shut down late last year, costing 1,100 jobs.
Not only has it fallen on bad times, but it has a bad reputation for doing business.
That's Frank Woodson. He's in charge of economic development in Fairfield. I meet him on Gary Avenue, the main street in Fairfield. Businesses are boarded up, vacant, and it's creating an eyesore for many folks in the area. The pain of losing a Walmart is still in plain sight 5 months after it made its final sale. Woodson drives me through an abandoned strip mall to the front of the Walmart building.
And on this side, behind the store, you have low, moderate income communities. But on that side, you've got an affluent community. And it was the perfect mix to make food and other durable goods available to the families that didn't have the transportation to go to other places.
There's a bus stop right in front of the old store so residents can go about their business.
I'm Martin Luther King with my niece when I ain't at home in the Ansley.
People like Theotis Taylor.
And then I could walk up here and catch the bus, see my bus pass. It was very convenient.
Taylor lives in low-income housing on the edge of Fairfield. The bus is his only way to get around, but soon he'll have to walk. Fairfield owes the Birmingham-Jefferson County Transit Authority $500,000. No money, no buses. Mayor Kenneth Coachman has the task of turning the city's financial fortunes around. He says the economic recession of 2008 led to many of the city's problems.
The bills continue to flow in. What we have been doing these past 7.5 years is trying to keep the city afloat.
The city council has not passed a budget in 2 years. They've had to release prisoners because the city can't afford to feed them. Fairfield is struggling with an $8 million deficit thanks to what the city council is calling a mismanagement of funds. City Council President Darnell Gardner says there's only one way to get the city back in the green.
We will continue to have financial problems until we do a reduction in workforce.
Earlier this year, Gardner spearheaded an effort to disband the city's police department. The council voted in favor of the move, and the police chief tendered his resignation. But Mayor Coachman blocked the decision, saying the council does not have the authority to dissolve the force. He's also against a proposal to annex Fairfield to neighboring city Birmingham, a move he sees as a last resort.
We would love to keep Fairfield, Fairfield. If you can no longer afford to do that, in my opinion, you cease to be a city anymore. If we can no longer do that, then yes, you would have to seek other ways of having those services provided to the people.
Coachman and other city leaders have come up with a new idea, what they call the 100 plan. The goal? Bring 100 businesses to Fairfield over the next few years. Almost 40 businesses are set to place roots in the city. Jeremy Duckworth of the Fairfield Business Alliance is confident Fairfield will turn around thanks to the strategy.
I can guarantee with the work we're doing, if we can stay steady with it, in a year or 2 years from now, it will be the place to be. We'll have this whole area filled with businesses, retail projects as well, and also some commercial properties as well.
Back at the auto shop, Alan Jones is fixing a pickup truck. He also works on a lot of the city's police cars without getting paid up front. He trusts the city's good for the money, and he's committed to staying in Fairfield.
I own my property. I've got a good clientele, and I got people that come back regular. And it's hard work, but as far as you got to have business, I got it.
There are signs across the city that say, "Welcome to Fairfield, an older city moving in a new direction." City officials and residents are doing everything they can to make sure that direction is forward. For Here and Now, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Fairfield, Alabama.